Hey guys, this is Anna. So before we get on with the show today, let's hear from our sponsor.
Hey everybody, this is the Ramblings of a Transgender Christian. I am your host, Anna Hudock. So today we are doing a bonus episode. We normally don't post on Saturdays, but why not? So I've been doing, I did one last week. Maybe one next week. We're coming to the end of the year. And we'll be going a bit of a hiatus. Just pump out, get out as much as right now as I can. So, before we go on a bit of a hiatus, I am considering releasing on the Mondays while I'm gone, Patreon exclusive episodes for public listen. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking of doing, like on Mondays while I'm gone. You'll get access to what were formerly Patreon exclusive episodes. My Patreon exclusive episodes are much more entertainment focused. We're usually about 15 or so minutes in length, where I just talk about something I've been reading that lately, playing lately, watching lately, whatever, just entertainment shit, And just kind of signing off on that. That's what I'm thinking of doing, but. So yeah, what am I going to be talking about today? Today I'm going to be talking about fantasy and fantasy worlds. I love science fiction, and I even so much I even made a channel about it, a YouTube channel, Transwarp Drive, which you can find a link to in the show notes or YouTube description, whether you're watching or listening, depending on whether you're watching or listening. Sorry, something stuck in my fry. I just finished eating. My throat is feeling a bit phlegmy now after eating. I just had a bowl of Lucky Charms. But yeah, anyway. Probably because of how sugary it is. And I don't eat much sugar, so. I legitimately, almost never eat anything sugary, so. Anywho. Moving along, but, So I have been playing a lot of fantasy video games lately, and I have also been trying to create my own fantasy world. It's always something I've wanted to do. I have always wanted to kind of create my own world. It's kind of my dream to eventually I kind of wish I was a better writer because I am not a good writer. Because I would totally write my own fantasy book series. But I can't, so not gonna do that. Well, unfortunately, I'm also not a good artist. I am fucking horrible at drawing shit. So I can't make it a comic book series either. That's gotta go. I would love to maybe do, I don't know, do a fucking radio drama, someday when I get a computer and start working around with actual audio editing software, and learn audio effects and shit like that. I grew up listening to audio dramas, Focus on the Family's, Radio Theater, Adventures in Odyssey, Jonathan Park, Paws and Tails, Down Gilead Lane, and there was that rescue mission in Chicago. I forget what it's called, but they did do a radio drama called Unshackled. So I grew up listening to audio drama shit. And for me, that feels a whole lot more realistic than writing a book or drawing a comic series. So I've been like, but it's like saying I really want to do like I have like stories in mind in my head. Like I now I got stories in my head. But to really be able to kind of flesh out these stories, like I gotta create a world, I gotta create places, I gotta create people, I've gotta create, all the shit. So I have been trying to create my own entire fantasy world, how does everything work? What are the gods? Or what is the world? What are the countries? What are the factions? What are the races? What are the weapons that they have? What is the level of technology? What is for currency? Magic. Is there any magic? how does it work? I mean, I am going to have magic. I'm going to make that clear. So, like, how does the magic work in this world? You know, what are the rules of of magic? You know, what are the timeline of events? You know, like, like, what age is this? You know, what year? What's happened before? You know, who are the political factions? There's a whole lot of fucking shit you gotta come up with. And you know, and it's honestly kind of created in me like a lot more respect for those who have created these very deep fantasy worlds, you know? And you know, it's like you know, so like yeah, you know, like you know, it just it's been amazing. Sweet, like fantasy really seems to me to be the deepest of all the genres. Like when somebody really takes the time to build a world. Like once again, like I love science fiction. You know, once again, Transwarp Drive, my YouTube channel talks about it. But I have never seen a science fiction, found a science fiction world that is quite as in depth as ever been created. As deeply or has quite as much lore as a fantasy world, you know? I don't know, maybe Star Wars does simply due to the extreme amount of books and all that shit. But I don't care about Star Wars, so I don't know. And once again, so just because I don't give a shit about Star Wars, to be frank. I say to Rogue One. Rogue One is awesome, and so are all four Battlefront games. Love those, but. Outside of that, don't give a shit about Star Wars. So maybe it does, but I don't know. Once again, don't give a shit about Star Wars. But you know, when it comes to fantasy, like that's the thing I've always kind of liked about fantasy is like it's just so much more. It just feels like there's so much more you can do with it than any other genre, you know. And there's just the potential for just such a deep world. Like it's my favorite thing to do about anything. Like is I want to dig deep into the lore of a world. Like I am a lore lover, you know? And that's one of the things that really frustrates me about is Legend of Zelda is just how little true lore there is about it, you know? And let's be honest, a lot of it, because you know it is just individual stories. I'm sorry, the idea of it this is like a chronological story, you know? It's fucking bullshit. I don't go along with Nintendo saying at all. I don't subscribe to that. I think Nintendo, you know, they realized that, you know, that there was like so much of fandom of Zelda around, you know, and that fans were trying to create one, you know, and that, you know, there's like all these other fantasy worlds that are deeper than theirs. And so they're like, okay, we gotta make this look really like deep and all that shit. Like it was just sloppily put together. Like even their own timeline doesn't even make sense. Doesn't work. I've seen fan-made timelines that worked a lot better if you want to go with the timeline shit. You know, it was poorly thought together, clearly hastily put. I personally tend to go with the other fan theory, with the other really popular fan theory, that this is just stories, you know, that like kind of like you know the Princess Bride, you know that movie, The Princess Bride. You know, where the grandpa's reading to the grandson the book, you know. And that's why I kind of view it, you know, like you know, just like somebody like telling a story, you know, to get their kid to go to sleep, you know? What better than like, you know, the traditional tale of, you know, a noble knight, you know, saving the princess, you know? Story oldest time, you know, and that's kind of how I tend to view it because, like, the timeline shit just doesn't make sense. At least the official one, definitely. Like, even the fan ones don't have holes in them, but they make far more sense than the Nintendo one. Like, you can easily poke some fucking holes into the Nintendo timeline. Like, just some pretty obvious ones. I don't remember off the top of my head because it's been a long time since I've looked at the official Nintendo timeline, but whatever. You know, but that's one of the things that really bugs me on Legend of Zelda is how little fucking lore there actually is for it. Because, like, I want to know more. Like, Breath of the Wild, like, what's beyond Hyrule? What are those other worlds that we see? Like, they're fucking grassy. There should be life over there, you know, we know from, like, you know. Maybe, is there, because like in the Oracle games, there was like Holodrum and oh God, what was the other one? I don't remember the other one right now. Sorry. Is Holodrum beyond there? Is that actually a thing in the Breath of the Wild world? I really want a Zelda game where it's not just Hyrule. It's not, Oracle of Seasons and Ages, So I was like, last time we really did it. But like I want to know. I would lo like you what made me so happy is if in Breath of the Wild 2, you're not in Hyrule, you go beyond Hyrule. Like Link is like adventuring out. That would be lovely. I would love that. Like just dive into the lore of the entire world, It's one of the things I love about Elder Scrolls, to be honest, is how deep the lore is. It's a fucking video game franchise, for crying out loud. It's a video game franchise. It has no business having lore as deep as as it does, and don't get me wrong, it has problems, it's kind of ridiculous, like, and I mainly say that because of fucking Elder Scrolls Online, kind of fucking up the timeline some, but, a lot of that, to be fair, was done for creative reasons, if you wanted to, like, oh God, what was it, it's, fuck, in Morrowind, not Morrowind, but, they had that one build. I forget what it is. I can't remember. Like a certain building that shouldn't have been around yet, or it should have been built, but they didn't have it built in the game. Because they wanted to show that this was a different Morrowind. Like shit like that. That's the kind of shit I want to see. That they kind of do. I don't remember what the building was. I'm sorry, it's been too long. So, but a lot of it is, done for reasons to show it. Hey, things are different. This is well before, like the mainline games, like Arena, Daggerfall, Morrowind, not Arena, Oblivion, Skyrim. This happens before that. Still fucks with the timeline, but they want to. I understand why they kind of do it. It's such a deep fucking world. Like they have timelines. Like they tell you, like, hey, this is who had control of what at the time. These are the different races. Some of them have gone extinct or almost extinct, this is how magic works. These are the gods, Mundus, Oblivion, all of these areas, all these different factions, all these different cults, the cult of the moth. There's the, how what are the Daedra, the blades, how did they start? It goes kind of talk about like how they started, what they've done, what they are doing, if they have a deep theology, fucking Skyrim, that game, it's pretty much mostly like all fucking predicated upon, worship of Talos, is Talos a god or not, The High Elves, were creating the Alder, fuck, how do you pronounce it? Aldermary Dominion? I actually don't know how to pronounce it. Fuck. I've been playing for the game. I'm actually playing for it again right now. It was the first RPG I ever played, but because it was the first RPG I ever played, and the first open world game I ever played, like first person, no, first like open world game I ever played. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Like I played, it's not like I played a shit ton of RPGs and open world games now, but at least I played some. I played Breath of I played Breath of the Wild and Crackdown 3 when it comes to open world games. I played Xenoblade Chronicles 2. So like at least I had some more experience in that. And when it comes to RPGs, I played like Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story. I played Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Fuck, this is I dabbled in Morrowind, but the fact that you move so fucking slowly is just too much for me. I hate it. I can't do it. Can't stand it. And there's another RPG I played. Oh yeah, Child of Light. But I feel like there was another one. But anyway, I've actually played a few now. And I didn't play Skyrim until 2018, but I didn't actually get into it until 2019. So I've only been playing like RPGs for like 2 years now. Lost Odyssey. Holy fuck. How did I forget Lost Odyssey? What a damn good game. Holy fuck, that game's great. Seriously, if you've never played Lost Odyssey, please play Lost Odyssey. It's the game that truly made me fall in love with RPGs. But, I don't play a shit ton of RPGs, but I've at least played some, so I'm playing it again. And yeah, it's going much smoother this time. Like, I actually kind of know what the fuck I'm doing this time. But, I've been playing on mute because gaming time is podcast listening time. So I'm always listening to a podcast when I'm gaming. So I don't know how to fucking pronounce it. Old Murray Dominion? I actually don't even know how it's spelled. So anyway, like, we're trying to create that. And one of the things is that they don't believe Talos is a god. They think it's blasphemy. And because of the white gold concordat, they forced the Imperial used to the Empire to ban Talos worship, and so therefore a lot of the Nords in Skyrim, well, they avert Talos worshippers. They don't like that. They think that the Empire is weak, and they kind of want them out. They want to be able to worship Talos again. So they've got like a deep ass theology. In addition to world building, like races, who does what, political, like political strife, and all this shit. Like, it's so fucking deep. And to dive into it, but also they have stuff about other worlds, about, I mean, but not other worlds, other continents. Sure, it's not and nowhere close to as deep as the lore for Tamriel, but at least there's something about the other. I want more. I want to know more about these other continents. Can't remember any of them off the top of my head at the moment, sorry. But at least there's something, but I want more about them, believe me, I fucking want more. And that is so awesome to me. Like Middle Earth, like when I re when I whenever I read Lord of the Rings, or shit like that, it's just like, or when especially when I look at a map, I love maps of fantasy worlds, okay? I fucking adore maps. Like, you have no idea how many like maps I have made myself for years now. Like, I have always just been addicted to maps as a kid. Like, we used to have a world map sitting up. Back when I lived in Toledo, we had a big bulletin board, and it was like a lot of it was taken up by a big ass world map, and I would just spend hours just staring at that map, just like memorizing all the details, memorizing all the cities, the countries, everything. And I had drawn so many of my own maps over for like actual maps of the world, or like creating my own worlds. I love doing it, because I just love fucking map. I just fucking love maps, and I could just spend hours staring at a map, and you just stare at this Middle Earth map, and it's just like, what's beyond it? What's beyond Middle Earth? I want to know. And it just kills me. I want to know what else is out there, And so, like, the fantasy world I'm creating, like, I don't have a name for it or anything. I don't even have a name for content. Like, I have, like, the main continent that I'm going to be focusing on. Like, I've got, like, names for, like, the different, like, the different, I don't know, what are they called? Like, territories in that continent. Yes, a lot of them are clearly taken, inspired by Elder Scroll names, Ocean Rim. Okay, come on. Like, that's pretty fucking obvious where I got the inspiration for that from. But there's other ones like Tirn's Landing, or can't remember off the top of my head, but the other ones. Because they got weird ass names for most land, and like Tirn's Landing. Like, it's literally the name for that because that's where and not pretending if I've got like the timeline or like lore completely nailed down. No, believe me, I barely started on it. Tirn's Landing is like where this explorer named Tirn landed when he got to this continent. I mean, it's really that fucking simple. So that territory is called Tirn's Landing. And I'm working on creating all these fucking races. And it's just doing this shit, and also just exploring the lore of things like Elder Scrolls, or even Middle Earth, the Tolkien world. and how much lore there is for that, you know. Sure, it's not quite as there's, you know, there's not much about like other places outside of Middle Earth, but like the lore for Middle Earth itself is pretty fucking extensive, you know. It just makes me respect these people so much more because I know now that I am actually like legit trying to create my own fantasy world, like I know just how fucking hard it is, like all the shit you have to think out. It's a lot, you know, and it just makes me respect the lore, the world building of these places even more than I already did, you know. And just really serves as a kind of an inspiration to me, you know, like, hey, somebody came up with all this shit, like, you know, for this world, you know. I can do that too. It's as hard, as big as and hard as it seems, you know. I can do that as well. You know, so there's that, you know, but you know, yeah, you know, I just really have a lot of fucking respect, you know, and it kind of just makes me sad that there's just not as many like fucking worlds that you can dive into. Because like, let's be honest, the pro science fiction and fantasy, more so fantasy than science fiction, but science fiction also has this problem that you know, it's very, very adult. As in, pretty much every fucking fantasy world and science fiction world is full of lots and lots of bloody violence and sex. Why? Why does every fucking interesting fantasy world and science fiction world? But you know, we're gonna focus more on the fantasy here because it's even worse at it than science fiction. Because at least science fiction, like the two biggest science fiction franchises of all time, you know, are decently family friendly. You know, Star Wars and Star Trek. You know, sure, once you get outside of that, you know, what do you really have? You know, I mean, Battlestar Galactica, the original one, yes. The new one, you know, the newer one in the 2000s, no, absolutely fucking not. The Expanse, hell no. Trying to think off the top of my head. I'm actually struggling to think off the top of my head. But, you know, fantasy, like, you basically have Narnia, and, like, Harry Potter in terms of, like, what's mainstream and what's, like, family-friendly. And that's, like, it. You know, and, like, Lord of the Rings, you know, and The Hobbit, you know. So you have a few, I guess. Okay, so you actually do got a few. But, you know, once you get outside of that, you know, what's really family-friendly? Even some of Middle-earth's lore is not. I mean, Middle Earth, you're not really showing to kids. It's not really family friendly, I guess. It's family friendly if your entire family is like over the age of 13. When it comes to the movies. When it comes to the books, you know, I mean, The Hobbit, you know, maybe like a 13-year-old probably read it. But like if you're Lord of the Rings, the books themselves, like, if you're a teenager and reading those books, you gotta have a dictionary with you to look up every other word. Cause I did. Like when I was reading it as a high schooler, I had like every other fucking word I had to look up. As an adult, it's a much easier to read, but as a fucking high schooler, it was fucking impossible. But yeah, so you know, but like Song of Fire and Ice, not at all family friendly. No, lots of sex. Lots of violent, bloody violence. I've never watched it, and I have never read it. All I know is from what I've heard is that it's basically an that George R. R. Martin is an aspiring porno writer, and so I'm keeping my as far away as possible from it. I've heard it's a pretty fucking deep world, so like, I would love to dive into it. But no, the show's got is full of bloody violence and porn shit, and the books are full of porn shit. So fuck that. You know, Vikings. It's pretty bloody from what I hear. I don't know about sex. I wouldn't be surprised. Because, you know, everything's got to be Game of Thrones. I just know I did watch the first episode and I was getting way too creeped out. Like, I felt very uneasy watching it. So, you know. But, like, a lot of the really deep fantasy worlds are ones that are not accessible unless you have no fucking problem with a shit ton of sex and gore. I am not. So my options for this shit is really fucking limited, which hurts me. So like, which is why like with my fantasy world, like I am doing everything I can, to take out a lot of the bloody violence and no sex. There will be absolutely no fucking sex in it whatsoever. I want it to be much more accessible. Because like I want, because I basically I'm creating the fantasy world that I want, because there's just so little that's out there if you don't want to be barraged with fucking gore and sex. So like I'm trying to kind of create that world, that I could be proud of. I was like, hey, anybody can get into this world, dive into this world. So yeah, I've really just been really just re just I just love lore, man. I just fucking love lore. Really diving deep into it, just geeking out, studying everything I can about the Elder Scrolls world as possible. How everything works there. Trying to learn as much as possible about the Legend of Zelda. One of the things I like about Keeper of the Lost Cities is the world building. That's one for kids that's been written. I wish Narnia had a bit more lore, to be honest. It doesn't do very good at lore building. Which is probably the main reason I never really got into Narnia, to be honest. It's just the lack of lore. But with that said, Horse and His Boy is fucking fantastic. Like, I'm not really interested in ever reading his books again, except for Horse and His Boy. Horse and His Boy is fucking fantastic. I absolutely adore that book. It definitely one of my favorite. Like, I don't read much fiction. I genuinely don't. I'm trying to work on that, branch out more. But absolutely one of my favorite books I've read, Horse and His Boy. That is a fucking fantastic book. I don't know about Harry Potter. From what I understand, is at least has a decent world building, from what I understand, but haven't read the books. So wouldn't know, or seen the movie, so I wouldn't know. So yeah, that's really everything I wanted to talk about today, is just my appreciation for fantasy, the lore and everything, and just kind of what I've been doing. So anyway, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear about, what are some lore, what are some fantasy worlds that you enjoy studying? Do you love lore? Do you love studying maps? Let me know about it. And of course, so if you use Spotify, there's this thing where you can do Q&A, answer, like where like podcasters can add questions on for the episode. I'm going to try to remember to add an episode, because I've already done Q&A twice on Spotify. I'm going to try to remember to add a question for Spotify listeners. What are some, fantasy worlds that you enjoy? So you can answer straight on Spotify if you want. But yeah, no matter what, email me, Twitter me, message me on Twitter, whatever. All my contact information is in the show notes or YouTube description. Please remember to rate the show on Spotify, Apple, and Podchaser. And yeah, if you enjoyed the show, support on Patreon. We got bonus episodes. You get exclusive content. You get shows early and ad free. And yeah, I just wanted to love to hear from you. So anyway, thank you all for watching or listening. Have a wonderful day. Peace.